Last time when we visited the gentleman's the cabin, right?
Yeah.
And we saw they are sleeping right in the bed. So I feel maybe it that means like everybody can visit over private place. And I think about why we cannot have like maybe invitation, like
So definitely in Lamdamu, somebody has made kind of lockable location doors or kind of lockable room doors, and I guess you could give people keys, and you could have kind of key cards, I guess, like that. That's a cool idea. Though Jailamoth has given us blanket permission just to wander their house. I felt a little bit awkward when we were wandering around Jailamoth's cabin, and we just walk into the bedroom and Emily is sleeping in the bed there. had to quietly make an exit. I just mention in SDF Commode chat, SCM is new to what Lamdamu is, I think. So we were just sharing that the website for getting started, some 35 years late, is lambda.mu.mud.org. And I think I've been saying watching the show, but in fact, watching with our ears. Publius is also in SDF Commode chat, but Publius is not available for Publius's Here Now the Words, which is the show half an hour from now after ours. But DJ SCM will be doing a fresh show later today. SCM, your challenge is to before next week, grab the RMU Emacs mode from listdude.com's linked repository and be here with AVRs and I afterwards. AVRs, can I ask what client you're using? Oh, Jailamoth has made it, despite the... anyway, Jailamoth, a portal opens up. And Jailamoth steps out of it. Jailamoth says, "Against all odds, I was able to make it in. Don't know how long I can stay. Long enough to order me the really expensive money rolls, Jailamoth." AVRs waves to Jailamoth. Jailamoth takes a seat at the bar. Jailamoth waves to AVRs. And I better do something actually in Moo. Nods. Screwtape nods. AVRs is using TinyFuge. So SDF is a public access Unix. So it's a computer mainframe. People can just get kind of user accounts on, and it's got a Moo client called TinyFuge installed on it. Publius is going to be at a funeral, which we're all so sorry to hear about the funeral. G in SDF Commode chat says, "If anyone wants to check out Lambda, you can telnet lambda.mu.mud.org 8888. I've never tried to use telnet. That's the super classic way of connecting, right? I think quite a few people use TinyFuge, which is abbreviated TF, is the client. But if you're an Emacs head like me, and I think DJ SCM is, there's the RMU Emacs mode. It's not in a community packages repository, though. You have to kind of get the code and install it. But if you're an Emacs person, this is something. G says TinyFuge is a much better interface. Oh yeah, I wasn't planning to talk about this, but since, you know, Kent Pittman of the ANSI Common Lisp standard was telling me about Moos kind of intermittently for months now, but recently. Sorry for this sudden interjection. Kent was saying, when Kent was at Harlequin in the early 90s, so Harlequin was the company Kent was working at while he took over chairing the ANSI Common Lisp Second Edition Committee. And rather than having like a simple internet chat app at their office at Harlequin, they actually had a Moo World version of their office. So you could either visit people in real life, or you could go in Moo, and people could shuffle their documents around, visit other people, and chat and hang out in Moo. I'm just going to read what G is saying about TinyFugue for TF. The command would be tf lambda.moo.mud.org 8888, then connect guest at the lambda prompt. I'm not convinced SCM is listening to us, but Ratsu is playing Tom Snout's symbolic role of the wall. Oh, fantastic. Jailamoth has ordered me the too much money rolls. Jailamoth owns the restaurant, so this is my excuse for just kind of bumming some sushi from Jailamoth here. Jailamoth says, we're just like zapping between different cyberspaces here. So in Moo, in Jailamoth's sushi restaurant, Jailamoth says, I've started using TinTin++. I've written a lot of the sushi bar management code as client-side scripts for it, so it doesn't take up quota. Jailamoth corrected the spelling for management, which my brain had auto-corrected, I guess. Just because it was kind of topical to my conversation with Kent, who is quite long-suffering with me. Oh, if you're on the Mastodon, Kent on the Mastodon is at Kent Pittman at climatejustice.social on the Mastodon, and Kent writes these wonderful essay replies to people to kind of pass on the knowledge that Kent has accrued over the decades, I guess, decades on the internet. All right. What track is playing in the background now? I think we're up to track 5. You can hear this kind of light music in the background. This track is called Zomb from Yoni Den's 2023 album, transmission received from Galaxy 99. Jailamoth says, Kent's post hadn't federated to me, but I did eventually see it. AVRs, to Jailamoth, is TinTin++ a CLI client? So a CLI would be a command line interface. So I guess for... So remember that this virtual reality we're hanging out in has been running since 1990. And even when you have graphical stuff, like if you want to walk north, it's very convenient to press N or say north, or take sushi from stream. It's harder to do that with a physical abstraction than just say the words take sushi from stream. So I think even when you have graphical stuff around a VR, I'm of the opinion that basically text-based commands are kind of fundamental. So I think even other desktop VRs should have a text-based interface as well. That it's also powerful from an what's the word I'm looking for here? From an accessibility perspective. Jailamoth to AVRs. Yes, it, TinTin++, has got a decent, if a little convoluted, scripting language. Meanwhile, Emily is cleaning the bar. Jailamoth says, I guess technically it's a TUI. Oh, amazing. It's some kind of curses thing. AVRs to Jailamoth. I've been opted out of this conversation, basically. Cool. I'll have to check it out. Emily is playing a game on her tablet. Jailamoth to Emily. I'm not paying you to play games. lots of fun. Oh, goodbye to DJ F Fog, who has jumped out of SDF Commode chat. Oh, Emily says to Jay Lamoth, "You're not paying me at all." Jay Lamoth, you have to give Emily a salary. I haven't caught up on two of your moo mails to me yet, where you were giving me the details of your contract, shall we say, with Emily. But, you know, I was strongly of the opinion that, you know, technocognitive intelligences should basically resemble other intelligences. DJ UNK, can we, I think you talked to some other people about what they thought was important to homes generally. Could you share that?
Yeah, but different people have different ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I interview my dad a little bit, and I think maybe like he said, maybe some people believe like less is more. Maybe they would like to, you know, maybe just have bag, and like for him the bag and the car is the most important. Yeah, and but for me, maybe I think about maybe they also can have did they also can have like a garden of things.
Well, if you remember, Jailamoth's cabin.
Yeah,
there's
right.
Kind of an extensive garden outside, and Jailamoth, yeah. rather than having a car, so when Jailamoth was moving in, there was that big U-Haul truck for doing moving.
Yeah.
But remember, we actually kind of inadvertently stole Jailamoth's spaceship, because Jailamoth has the Tardal spaceship, which is like the police box from Doctor Who, which we managed to get into and joyrided around Lamdamu a little bit. That was a few weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. I remember that trip.
So Mars has suggested back in the sushi bar. Jailamoth shares that Mars suggested adding tipping for Emily to increase her budget, but you shouldn't make her work for tips, basically. Oh, so Jailamoth has just gone back to Jailamoth's cabin, and Emily has chased after him to push a bill into his hands, and had to run back in, taking a moment to catch her breath. So she does. Oh, the turtle was recycled. All right. Well, so this is a story for the ages. The spaceship has been recycled, but we did actually steal that at one point. Ratsu, I think, is in Lamdamu. Yeah, let me just grab. So Sushi Paradise, Ratsu, can you at go number 43453? So at go space sharp sign 43453. This is where we're all hanging out at the moment. Okay, I've pressed something foolish. So I'm using Moo's pagination, and it's basically causing me no end of grief. Well, try at examine me, Ratsu. We really just have to ask AVRs and Jailamoth these things. They're basically my gurus. If you go to listdude.com/moo, that website has a great collection of mirrored kind of introductions and guides to mooing. Guest teleports in. Oh, this is going to be Jailamoth. Emily smiles warmly at guest. Oh, not Jailamoth. This is going to be Ratsu. Emily smiles warmly at guest. AVRs waves to guest. So just while, here, can we order? Emily, order. Do you drink, Ratsu, is the next question. I'm a cheapskate, so I'm going to order the cucumber rolls for Ratsu. Order three for guest. Guest, you have to sit down. So if you just type sit, you'll sit down at the bar. This is how text-based virtual realities work. Oh, you have to have a player account. Yeah, I totally forgot how to register. Ask G, basically. Oh, no alcohol for Atsu. And can I give cucumber roll to guest? You hand cucumber roll to guest. I've just remembered that I can do this. Throw cucumber roll. Oh, I gave all of my cucumber rolls to guest. I should have said give one cucumber roll to guest. Anyway, enjoy those cucumber rolls. I already had a couple. Welcome to Albatross. Well, I always get we have two albatrosses on SDF Commode Chat. One is Albert Rossetti, and the other is the slightly more common albatross. I don't know if Albert Rossetti, who's one of the RFC 1436 authors, plays Moose. I think Albert, before designing Gopher, was actually in MUD, like, so massively multiplayer online games in the 80s, which I think either would have been or would have been related to MUDs. I don't know. I never actually asked the other albatross if he spent much time on Lambda. I'm gonna say he must have. I'm just conjecturing here about our friend Albert Rossetti. Anyway, I'm optimistic about Ratsu and SCM and a few more people getting kind of in Moo. So everyone else listening. Oh, guests can't order. Oh, hang on. I get the sense that Jay Lamoth is looking for me, so hang on. Sorry, I'm going to teleport. It's considered to teleport away suddenly in Lambda Moo. You're meant to walk around like you do in real life, but I should at join Jay Lamoth. You join Jay Lamoth. Cabin bedroom. A small, cozy bedroom. There is a window set into the west wall. Under the window is a comfy-looking bed. Jalamoth is sprawled out on the bed. There is a nightstand with alarm clock and glasses on it at the north side of the bed. A wardrobe stands against the south wall. There is a flat-screen television mounted on the east wall. A door to the east leads to the cabin living room. A door to the north leads to the cabin bathroom. Jalamoth is here. Emily chases after Screwtape, taking a moment to catch her breath. Sorry, Screwtape, it looks like you forgot your bill. Emily hands the bill to Screwtape. Emily runs back to work. Jalamoth lives on top of a mountain, so I've teleported away and she's managed to physically run after me. And if we look at this inventory. Look, sushi bar bill. It totals $28. That's what I get, drinking sake and eating cucumber sushi, basically. Oh, I didn't even take... Oh my god, I left my I have too much money rolls that Jalamoth ordered for me in the sushi bar. Well, somebody will have to retrieve those. But, so UNK, did you hear the description of Jalamoth's bedroom there? That was one kind of view of a home, right? DJ UNK?
Uh-huh.
Did you get the description of Jalamoth's cabin bedroom?
Am I?
That I was just reading. In English.
English.
My Chinese is quite poor.
My English is also a little bit poor.
Oh, welcome to DJ Jeff has joined us in SDF Commode Chat. Liquid Dreams. I've missed your show for like 2 weeks. DJ Liquid Dreams is in SDF Commode chat, who does an absolutely incredible show, which is Friday nights for me, and so I keep missing it at 9 p.m. Friday nights New Zealand time, which I guess would be 8 a.m. Fridays in other time zones. If you go to anonradio.net, you can get a schedule, and DJ Liquid Dreams is an incredible DJ, so I recommend it. Ratsu clarifies that Ratsu is a babe in the woods, as we all could have imagined. Many more people are doing... So Ratsu says, Lamdimu has a lot more going on than SDF Mud does. Well, the thing that distinguishes Muds and Moos, I was reading a kind of user classic, Moo user classic, Yib, Y-I-B, I guess, who I think is Elizabeth someone. And she said the categorization between Mud and Moo is that in a Moo, there's one language, which is also called Moo, and basically, if you're a programmer user, you have all the same powers that you can make anything in the Moo, basically, because you can add new objects and you can stick new verbs to objects, and this is how everything works in a Moo. Whereas if you want to extend the kind of video game called a MUD, which is a multi-user dungeon, MUDs, you have to program in like C++ or whatever the MUD was written in to extend the MUD, whereas Moos, you can do everything, extend everything in Moo. G says, the sushi bar is at the corner of two streets in a model train set in one of the bedrooms of Lambda Mansion. Yeah, so the train set has a town called Tiny Town in it. And I got the road name slightly confused. I think the roads were like Main and Queens Boulevard. G says, Yib's Guide to Mooing is the ultimate guide. What language do you need to use in Lambda Moo? Jeff asks. So the language is called Moo. It was kind of development of it, or creation of it, and implementation of it was taken over by Pavel Curtis in 1990. And it's a very simple language where the rule is basically you say a verb, direct object, preposition, indirect object. So for example, before when I was writing take cucumber roll from stream, so in that case Jay LaMoth has programmed the verb take, and it takes a direct object, which is the identifies some sushi, and sushi from is the preposition stream, and so this language of having some verbs that create objects and then just sticking new verbs to object, this actually is what Moo is. So if you can play a Moo, that's quite close to programming in a Moo, but if you read Yib's Guide to Mooing, Yib gets really kind of presents you how you can make stuff. But my pragmatic approach also is that I just ask Jay LaMoth or someone for advice when I need it. Sorry, while I've been kind of blathering on, we only have 5 minutes left on the show, so we should probably say thank you to everyone. I'm just going to read everything Jay LaMoth has done. Jay LaMoth returns, rises from the bed, removes glasses from the nightstand, cleans his glasses, puts on his glasses, opens wardrobe, puts pajamas in wardrobe, begging the question of what Jay LaMoth is currently wearing, removes hiking shoes from wardrobe, puts on his hiking shoes, removes messenger bag from wardrobe, closes wardrobe, just took care of your belt. Thanks, Jailoth. Otherwise, I have to work it off in the kitchen, basically. The sushi chef, Frank, lets you wash dishes if you can't afford your sushi belt. Jailoth says it's on the same intersection as Club Dread and Yib's Palace. We were just talking about Yib, I guess. Jailoth puts glasses on the nightstand. Jailoth opens wardrobe. Jailoth puts... Oh, okay, so Jailoth clearly has a verb that helps Jailoth get in and out of bed, which is fascinating. You sense AVRs is looking for you at Sushi Paradise. At join AVRs. Sorry for teleporting around everywhere, anyone. AVR says, awesome show. Love the crossover. Looking forward to next time. Same time every week. All right. Thank you so much, AVRs. It's been wonderful, wonderful meeting and hanging out with you and Ratsu as well. Ratsu says, thanks, denizens of Mu. Pia enters from the corner of Main Street. Oh, sorry for mentioning everyone. I have DJ UNK and I have a live show where I have been dictating our conversations in this sushi bar. Can I say hi? But thank you very much, everyone. DJ UNK, could you thank everyone for being here in Chinese?
Yeah, 谢谢大家。来到这里收听我们本期节目，对，谢谢，Jenna Moss， 的 video player。
Yeah, that was an incredible Betamax video, Jenna Moss. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Retsu also says thanks, DJ UNK. Over in SDF Commode chat, G and Jeff and everyone are being grateful as well. So thank you everyone for being here. All right, I think we need to just listen to some more music. And welcome to everyone who's just jumped into the sushi bar. Please come here an hour ago and hang out during the show, because I think we often like to hang out and talk in the sushi bar. Oh, I better take money roll from stream. Oh, I don't have it. It's Emily must have cleaned it up. Where does DJ UNK play? DJ UNK is currently in China, and so organizing internet activities is a little bit challenging. But the show is about to end. Thank you everyone for being here. Unfortunately, Publius is away at a funeral this morning. Oh. Where does play musically? DJ UNK is largely a presenter of this show, Jeff. DJ in the sense of an on-radio DJ, sometime having spoken word shows, and presenting the Bonkwave and not Bonkwave music of Gen House Gen Bonkwave. All right, we only have 2 minutes left. Thank you, everyone. Have a good morning, day, night, continued sleep. AVRs, Ratsu, everyone else is going to join us. DJ SCM, no pressure, next week. Let's crank up the music for 1 minute. Thank you to Yoni Den for pioneering the genre of Bonkwave. All right, later everyone. I'm going to go to the next one.
Three, I'm euphoric.